Eddie?
You know, I was just looking at, apparently there's this dive bar that's like a strip club in Los Angeles. They're going to be the first unionized strippers.
Good.
In the country.
I like it.
15-month battle between North Hollywood Club and the group of dancers who are seeking higher compensation and a safer workplace, including better security to protect them from belligerent patrons. I don't, you know, I'm looking at the picture of these gals, and I got to say, I'm not surprised that they formed a union. One of them appears to need a walker.
Yeah.
She's got a huge bruise on her leg.
It's Los Angeles, right?
She's got a mask strapped to her walker. Yep.
I think most people in Los Angeles should be in a union so they have security.
One of them has hairy armpits.
Ah.
The cutest one's up in the front there. Like, I guess they put her in the front for a reason. She has a mask around her wrist.
Okay.
And they're all like the best one, I would say, in the front is probably a 6.5.
Oh, boy.
And it gradually goes downhill from there.
Mm.
So I'm curious, you know, who.
So they need a union because they're not making the tips that the hot women are making.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
That's it.
I love the one in the walker, though. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying anything.
I'm just saying
it's unique. You don't see a lot of handy, capable.
Can I get a handy
strippers.
From the handy, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, it looks like her hand still works. She's got a hand tattoo.
Is the VIP room wheelchair accessible? Is it meet the standards code requirements?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Somebody test this pole. The pole, they have to build like a little contraption to where the wheelchair can hook up to the pole, and it goes up and down on it.
Yeah, it's got to get a chairlift for the pole.
Yeah.
You can sit in it and go up the pole. Life's a big, it's one big comedy skit.
Uh-huh.
In real life. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think most strippers need a union for money because they make a lot of money. They do really well.
I bet you, I don't know, L.A. cost to live in. You know, maybe it's tougher out there. I don't know. The one that has hairy armpits is pictured with her arms in the air in all the pictures to make sure that, I guess, you see her armpit hair.
Hey, you want to make money? Shave your pits. That takes 5 minutes.
No. She's also got a big feminist symbol tattooed on her leg. So.
That's not going to make money either. You're a stripper.
She's sex worker.
Okay, you're a sex worker. Your main clientele is heterosexual men that want you to look feminine.
Or identify as men.
I don't care.
What's a man?
Shut up. You know what I'm saying. You're going for your base here. Sure, there's people that I can identify as whatever they want. But they're not going to pay that lady's bills, obviously. If you're going to be a stripper, I'm sorry. It's a reality check. Shave your pits. I mean, look, don't complain about money. That's my point. Don't complain about money if you're not going to play the game correctly. You got to play the game correctly. You know what I mean? If you're going to be a professional athlete, you can't be like, I don't work out. And I don't lift weights.
Listen.
And I don't run.
I will say this. That beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And guarantee out there, there's some fellas that don't mind hairy pits on
sure.
a woman. Or hairy anything else.
Yes, but statistically, Will, if she wants to make good money, most men don't want big old Chewbacca armpits.
Well,
she's
not doing it for men. She's doing it for her.
Well, then her is going to be broke. That's my point. Well,
not anymore. They're going to unionize.
Well, good luck. Have they approved the union for the crippled Harry Pitt crew?
I don't think you can say, yeah.
I can't say that.
I don't think so.
It's in the photo.
I don't think you can say the C word.
You can't say that?
I don't think so.
What's the medical term?
Listen, I always thought it was handy capable.
Oh, come on.
But
Will.
I know I saw a story recently saying that's condescending.
Well, I'm going to get fired then.
So I know.
I can't keep really doing this.
Disabled?
I can't figure out from week to week.
I think disabled.
You're a stripper.
Disabled. Disabled stripper.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's handy capable.
You can't say
and
crippled.
Has hairy armpits.
You can't say crippled.
I don't think so. That doesn't sound good.
It just sounds like you're crippled.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not like I said the R word.
I think it's dated nomenclature.
Is it?
I would say, yeah. I mean, like, this was like Tiny Tim days where you could kind of say that.
Really?
With, Scrooge, yeah.
I'm not even playing dumb here. I really didn't know that one.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to keep up with, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not preferred.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds bad. I mean, you got to admit, it does sound bad.
Sure, but you know what? You know what's bad?
Being
crippled.
C word.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
And that's the thing, too. Isn't this lady getting, like, some sort of government compensation for her affliction?
I'm sure. I'm no doubt about that.
Okay. So
I mean, I don't know.
Can you be in a sex union and collect disability checks?
It's like, it's a badge of honor. It's a weird, topsy-turvy world we live in.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know. It's like a badge of honor to be I got to be careful with my words because I don't want to be offensive.
Oh, man.
But just different. Like, you have to be different. You can't play into the system of normalcy. You got to be the opposite of that, which some people would say you're a freak. I wouldn't, but other people would maybe say you're a freak.
I wouldn't call him a freak. That's
I
rude.
I wouldn't either.
That's rude.
I wouldn't either.
No, they're just people that happen to be different.
You're
That's
abnormal.
Fine.
Even that could be, what do you mean abnormal? I'm normal. You're weird. Okay.
No, you're not normal.
All right.
Like, you have to look up the definitions of things, okay?
Well, they bastardize these words so much on purpose that you can't even communicate.
It's not normal for a woman to have hairy armpits. It's okay.
Well, it is. I mean, literally, that is normal.
It's okay.
Because you can grow hair. Now,
I know
it's within your realm
but most
to
people
shave
don't.
Them. I know. Most people don't. But I would say literally hairy armpits on a lady is normal. Natural.
When I see it, I think I'm like most people. I'm taken aback.
I can't say that I'm a fan. I don't know if it would be a deal breaker for me.
What?
I don't know if it would be a deal breaker.
You know how hot they would have to be?
Yeah, really
like
hot.
The rest of them. Everything else around those buckwheat armpits, everything else around them would have to be a 10.
Yeah. Agreed. There was a chick that I knew that I think I brought her up before. Long time ago. She moved from somewhere, and when I met her, she was just a pretty lady. And then she lived in St. Petersburg for 6 months and just got eaten alive, man.
Oh, they got her.
And then all of a sudden she's got multicolored hair.
Yeah.
And she's doing the thing, much like this woman in the story.
Did she have that haircut with, like, no bangs? It's just like a receding hairline?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And much like this woman making sure that she gets her hairy pits in every shot.
Sure.
She was doing that with her profile pictures online, like, just making sure you see it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta stretch.
Don't put my hands up.
Gotta stretch. Look at that. Oh, look at that hair. Does that offend you?
Is that a popcorn kernel in
is
there?
That, is that hurting your masculinity?
Yeah,
well, I don't care what you think, man.
Yeah, you toxic man.
It's like, lady, calm down.
Just relax, man.
I don't want to bang you as much. Okay, if that was your... I still would.
I know. I will drop my standards. If everything else around you... Like, I've never really liked it if a girl smokes cigarettes. It's a turnoff to me. You know, it just smells bad. It kind of looks gross to me.
Yeah.
But if a woman's hot enough, she can smoke while we're having sex. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah.
I dated a couple girls that smoked, and I was like, she's just too fine for me not to. You know what I mean? Like, you could blow a smoke ring in my mouth while I'm eating if you're fine enough. But
I have heard, like, I was trying to think. I was like, that's why men are
pigs.
Yeah, like we can really be like, well, we can talk ourselves into stuff.
Yeah.
Really, I don't think women can do it as easy. The worst thing I've heard about women is like they like a stinky man or something that just worked out as odor.
Oh.
I've heard like some women are into that, but I can't really think of much else. Like, here's another example. So there's this model.
Mm-hmm.
She's on OnlyFans, of course.
Yeah.
She's the real life Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, yeah,
and
so I saw her.
She's the human personification. She dresses in the purple gloves, in the dress, redhead, very attractive, pretty lady. And she says that, you know, she's always loved this character, and she admires her as a woman. It's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
The racy redhead who won Brazil's most beautiful vagina contest in 2020. Well, now
God
I want to see her.
God bless her,
fans.
Yeah.
There's got to be some free vids.
She takes care
somewhere.
Of herself, obviously.
Says that she currently has multiple boyfriends on the go, and they're all huge Jessica Rabbit fans. She says,
good.
My parents love that I'm similar to the character. Parents, I will say, I guess a dad is involved. I can say that my love life has improved a lot. I'm treated like a princess.
Good.
And she alleges that men are into cartoon characters.
I could see that. That's a fetish. I mean, that's a big, like a big category for porn, the hentai and all the different
stuff. I know some chicks that are into that too.
Sure.
With like I guess they make like gay porn out of that with like men.
Why not?
Why not? Because it's degenerate.
There's everything. Yeah.
Listen, I mean,
the ones that are weird are the K-pop stars, the young girls, they're all like 14, 15, and they go out and they get the little girl groups from like Korea. You know, their biggest fan base is like 40 to 50 year old dudes.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
And they just show up and they go crazy. They scream, they cry like a young white girl at a Taylor Swift concert here. They do that over in Korea. I saw like a little mini documentary about it. Creeps.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's disturbing. I don't really like this. The internet has opened up a world of I'm not a weirdo. Like people know that it's weird, and then like they can get on these chat bots or chat rooms, and message boards, and then they're like, oh, there's tons of people who are into this weird fetish that I have. Guess I'm not weird after all. And then they can go out in the real world and be their creepy selves.
Did you see the latest?
You should feel a little shame sometimes, I think. A little bit of shame is healthy.
I'm ashamed all the time.
Oh, God.
The time.
Yeah, I mean, I won't talk about the stuff that I like because it's creepy and weird. Right. And it should remain inside of my brain.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.